Welcome! Today we're taking the Amalfi Coast slowly, through Positano, Amalfi, and Ravello, three places linked by dramatic roads and sea views, but each with its own rhythm. The goal is not to collect stops, it's to leave enough room for the light, the food, and the terrain to shape the day. Positano is often the first image people picture. Pale houses stacked on a cliff, balconies facing the Tihinian Sea, and steep lanes that seem designed to make you pause. It can feel intensely busy, yet the atmosphere changes quickly when you turn away from the main flow and simply walk. Start high if you can, then descend without treating the route like a race. The reward is in the small transitions. A glimpse of beach umbrellas below, church bells carrying through warm air, citrus scents near a doorway, and a sudden opening toward the water. The beach views are memorable, but Positano works best when you accept that stairs are part of the experience. Wear shoes that handle uneven stone, keep water with you, and build in time to sit somewhere shaded rather than trying to photograph every bend. Amalfi feels different, more open, more maritime, and more connected to the practical movement of the coast. Its waterfront and central streets give it an energetic, live-in quality, while the cathedral rises above the town as a strong visual anchor. This is a fine place to slow down over food. Look for simple coastal combinations rather than an elaborate checklist. Fresh seafood, hosta, tomatoes and local produce, followed by something lemon-forward. A chilled lemon dessert or a bright citrus pastry makes particular sense after a warm walk. I like Amalfi as a reset between cliffside spectacle and the quieter heights ahead. Browse at an easy pace, look back toward the harbor, then remember that a town can be historic and busy at the same time. Neither quality cancels the other out. Ravello changes the perspective completely. Perched above the shoreline, it replaces the immediate bustle of the water with a calmer, elevated mood. The sea is still present, but now it appears as part of a huge layered landscape of cliffs, terraces, and distant headlands. Its celebrated gardens and viewpoints are the reason to give this town unhurried time. The best moments are often quiet ones, standing beneath trees, noticing the changing blue of the coast, and realizing how far upward you have traveled from Amalfi's waterfront. That change in altitude is more than a view. It changes your pace and your attention. Positano asks you to descend. Amalfi invites you to circulate. Ravello encourages you to linger. Seen together, they make the coast feel less like one destination and more like a sequence of distinct worlds. For a short visit, keep the plan deliberately modest. Choose one coastal town as your first base or main focus, and let Positano take a full, unhurried stretch rather than squeezing it between several transfers. Save a separate block for Amalfi's center and waterfront. Then reserve Ravello for a slower final stretch, ideally when you can enjoy the gardens and panoramas without watching the clock. 2 or 3 days can work well if you avoid trying to conquer every village along the coast. Ferries can be the lovely sea-based option when operating conditions allow, offering a revealing view of the cliffs from offshore. Buses and road journeys are scenic too, but they can be busy and slower than a map suggests. Private road transport may reduce some logistical effort, though it still shares the same narrow roads. Whichever combination you choose, add buffer time. Connections, weather, traffic, queues, and simple walking distance can reshape a day. Pack lightly, plan for steep terrain, and treat a missed photo stop as an excuse to notice the view already in front of you. Travel lightly along this coast. Popular periods bring crowds, so be patient in narrow lanes and on paths, keep entrances clear, and remember that these beautiful streets are also residential places. Support small local businesses thoughtfully, carry away your litter, and let slower travel be part of the respect. The useful takeaway is simple. Positano, Amalfi, and Ravello reveal more when you give each one space and leave room for the journey between them. Choose a mild spring or early autumn period if that suits your plans, while remembering conditions and crowds vary. Thanks for listening, and safe travels!